The Face of Silence, Lucy Cornelson. Each century has a particular face of its own, most of them not being pleasant when seen as a whole. And our 20th century? The ring of nuclear weapons already covers the northern half of this planet. Furthermore, the world experts on food problems have come to the conclusion that our progress in production of foodstuffs cannot keep pace with the rapidly increasing population of the world, so that before the end of this century, people will have to die of starvation by the million. The 20th century wears a face of horror and dread never seen before. However, in contrast to this aspect of running and fighting, of shouting and babbling, there has been also another aspect, the face of the true man. It has always been the same throughout the centuries, calm and quiet, looking mercifully on all the suffering, the vain striving for lasting happiness in transient matters. And it has always been a living reflection of the timeless face of silence. The most outstanding embodiment of it in this century has been Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi. This pictorial souvenir shows on many pages the mighty influence which radiates from a being who knows and lives the truth of man. Will there ever be a time when mankind as a whole will be stamped by that timeless phase of silence? Nobody knows. But everybody who feels that secret power may choose it as his inner guide that will mold his own life and being into another embodiment of purity and peace. A quote by Bhagwan. Prostration, namaskar, signifies the subsidence of the ego, and it means merging into the source.